a number of the interviews where I asked black people, what does your farm mean? They talk repeatedly about having valued being able to have a place where they could keep their family together, raise their family, nurture their family, take care of it, as well as a place where they could be producers instead of consumers, and a place on which they could make major decisions. But I think for a whole other generation, they very much talked of farming and one's ownership of a farm as having a home place where you could sink your roots and hold on.
The strategist for the future, it has to be a holistic approach when it comes to saving black farmers or saving black-owned land in this country. We have to take a look at it as an economic and social issue. We can do it through cooperatives. And this is a real answer to creating real wealth in our communities. And it may be the last opportunity or the new frontier.
Well, there's no question in my mind that a lot of land has been lost, and it was lost to because of discrimination. But I don't think we need to just close the books on it. I think where people has been wronged, I think that it should be righted. I know a lot of these people has passed on now, but they have heirs. And I think the heirs should be entitled to what they once owned. And certainly we'll say that for people that bought this land, you know, they should be entitled to it and these kinds of things. Maybe you can't give them back the land that they lost, but you can certainly give them the value of that land at today's prices. You can give them monies for their pain and suffering and things like this. I think that could be done, and I think it should be done.
If this had happened in any other country, that is, if you had a United States Department of Agriculture was in another country, if it had caused the farming population to dwindle from 15 or 20 million down to 2, if a certain segment of the population, which wasn't popular with the people in that department, had been dwindled down to practically a handful, if all these things happened anywhere else in the world and the United States went and investigated, we'd call for land reform and we would call for real changes in that agency that was responsible. This would be a violation perhaps even of human rights, but certainly a violation of people's right to farm and do what they wanted to on their land. But it happens in our country and we think it's the American way.